I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is Studio 360. In the cliche version of the immigrant story, the hardworking parents want their American kids to become doctors, engineers, lawyers, to have a more comfortable life and social prestige. Like a lot of cliches, there's a lot of truth in it. But it's the exceptions that are interesting. Chun Hoi got out of Cambodia during its horrific civil war in the 1970s and settled in California. He was an engineer, but his dream for his daughter, Bo Chan, was that she become a pop star. And that's where it gets complicated. Brian Calvert has our story.
Chun Hoi's basement parties were legendary. Crowds of Cambodians filled the place, spilling out the back door, into the garden and the cool nights of Oakland. Sometimes political exiles came by. Sometimes there were princes, and once there was a princess. Mostly it was musicians and their friends. They drank Merlot and smoked Marlboro Reds and listened to music like this, written by Chan and played by his house band. Some people danced and some people sang, and some just sat there and remembered parties back home, awash in their Saturday night in a memory palace of Chan's creation, every weekend.
Every weekend.
That's Chan's wife, Sien Hoi. The parties were a bit much, a bit often, but
I like it, actually. We feel like we're still young, you know?
They married before the war, fled Cambodia together, and brought three children with them to California.
We always talk about the 70s, the 60s, up to 73, you know, it's a lot of fun, but 75, that's it. No more music. No more disco.
Their middle daughter was Bo Chan. The first time she sang for guests was when she was 9. She had a good voice, and everyone liked the way she sang their American favorites. So her father began to dream big dreams for her. First, he would grow her popularity among Cambodians. Then, they would cross her into the U.S. market. When Bo Chan was a teenager, they hit the banquet halls and noodle shops, playing old classics for refugees, songs from before the war.
And for the next 40 years, those songs are the same songs that are being played, you know? I think it's because so many Cambodians have held on to that generation. You know, that's when things were good.
They'd go all the way down to Long Beach, a 7-hour drive, playing Cambodian breakfasts or dinners, the same songs, the same hits. Bo Chan went to bed early Friday, rehearsed or performed every Saturday, rehearsed again on Sunday. She once sang so hard she strained her vocal cords and lost her voice. And then, her motivation.
What you're doing is you're taking the thing that I love the most and you're making me not like it anymore. And that was the biggest problem.
I think he loved her, but he wanted her to be like very good singer. That's why he pushed her like, you have to practice, you have to scream, you have to do stuff that he wanted her to do.
And then the band cut a break. Chan found a gig back in Cambodia, a kickboxing match.
Which would have been like the biggest event I've ever done. These kickboxing shows are huge out there. And it probably would have been a very smart thing for me to do at that time. But I don't know what it was. I was arguing a lot with the guitar player in our band. He'd bring a Britney Spears song, you know, Oops Baby I Did It Again or whatever to me, and I'd just look at him and say, you gotta be kidding me, I'm not doing it. And that was when I just decided, and I said to my dad, I didn't want to do it anymore.
She was 24 and she'd been singing with the band since she was 17. In private, she was writing lyrics that nobody was going to set to music. So she did what frustrated musicians do. She quit. For a while, she joined an Oakland funk band. Then she stopped playing music altogether. She met a school teacher named Ben. They fell in love. Bo Chan wrote her own song for the wedding, and Chan performed with his band. But Bo Chan refused to join them. By then, her father had started having back pains, and they didn't realize how serious it was.
He was supposed to go in for back surgery, and when he saw his blood cells were off, abnormal, that was when they did further testing, and by January, I think that he was diagnosed with cancer.
It's hard sometimes when I see the Cambodian band play. I miss him a lot. Especially when I see all his old friends together. I miss him a lot. When we first came to United States, we didn't have money. So I cleaned the old people's house. I saved money to buy my first car with cash, $750. It was a Punto. And then I still have $300 left. One day, my late husband and his friend, he's the musician too, took us to the mall. He told me to wait for him downstairs with the kid. And then him and his friend went to the music store. He carried something. It's a keyboard. $300 from my very hard work, you know. Didn't tell me a word. And then he bought that, didn't tell me. I cry. He used that money to buy his first keyboard in America.
What happened between Chan and his daughter is a classic story. An ambitious immigrant wants his child to have success greater than he could ever achieve. And those ambitions chafe at an American kid, with a mind and a will of her own.
You know, I was a young kid, and I was stubborn, and I'm like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to step out into my own, and you're going to see that I'm serious because I'm not going to come back and sing, I'm not taking this gig. It wouldn't have hurt me, it would have helped my music career in a sense, but at the same time, it would have made my father very happy. But I think I needed something like that to be brave enough to kind of step away.
It turns out, though, that Chan's dream for Bo-chan might come true after all. After he was gone, Bo-chan began looking at her lyrics again, and she called up her old music friends. She started working on a record.
When he left, the idea that music was going to leave with it was sort of something that I struggled with. And so it gave me enough courage to kind of to say, I'm going to do this album.
Through all of my journey, I've traveled alone across the sea. He gave me the strength to stand.
Because although he might have pushed her too hard, Chan passed along the most important thing about making a life in music. Whether you're playing in arenas or a noodle shop in Long Beach or for your friends in your own basement.
He loved it so much for what it is and what it does to people. You know, it wasn't the fame, the money, or anything. It was just what it feels like when I play music and what it does to you when you listen to music.
For Studio 360, I'm Brian Calvert.
Tragedy, our history, the people oppressed.
Bo-chan's record, Full Monday Moon, is out right now, and you can see one of her videos at studio360.org.